Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
8:41, earlier we were talking with Dr. Kevin Most about lung cancer and smoking, and Sean Mozell is with us this morning. He is at the Stop Smoking Center in Wilmette. He's trained in hypnosis and stress reduction. He's taught at Northwestern and other places, and he has trained thousands of people on the subject of relaxation conditioning and stress reduction over the years. Sean, good to see you again, and let's talk about smoking since that was our subject earlier this morning. People still struggling with this. Do you use hypnosis to help them stop smoking? Is that your method?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we do. We utilize hypnosis, and it's bypassing of the critical thinking to reprogram the subconscious, so they consciously reprogram the habit. Smoking is a 98% habit.
Yeah, and do you believe in the gum, nicotine gum or whatever it is, and other methods?
Yeah, but I believe that the highest is between 13% to 17% success rate, if I'm not mistaken. And hypnosis has been proven to be the most successful.
Mm-hmm. You train people in a practice called psychoorientology. What is that exactly?
That is the programming of the subconscious on purpose. In other words, 98% of our life is a subconscious blueprint, and you can reprogram the subconscious, which you do automatically all the time, but you can do it on purpose. It's consciously subjective communication. It's reprogramming the subconscious, the 98% of you, on purpose.
And can you work with anyone? Can anybody be hypnotized?
Absolutely. If you have a mentality of a fourth grader, of course you can be hypnotized. Yes, everybody can with a normal mentality.
Why did you give me that look when you said the mentality of a fourth grader? people still think of hypnosis as some novelty act and a guy swinging a stopwatch. What is hypnosis really?
Hypnosis is a focused prayer, daydream, meditative state where you are in control at all times. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. It is you go into that state as you fall asleep, as you wake up. You go in hypnosis all day long. That's like daydream state. But hypnosis, prayer, meditation is a focused, relaxed state. Anybody can go into a daydream state, but it's just staying focused for up to 17 seconds to rewire that subconscious, to reprogram the subconscious and rewire the brain. But in the meantime, when you do that in a relaxed state, you're producing multi-chemicals of well-being, and it's spectacular. I could talk for an hour and a half on the physiological benefits of the brain by doing a prayer meditation. It's not only are you going to rewire the brain, but you're going to reprogram your subconscious to take up habits or change habits that you choose.
How long do you have to work with someone before they can effectively curtail or quit altogether smoking?
About 2 hours.
That's all?
That's it. And it works, and it's spectacular. In our clinic, we back people up for life, meaning if they have a puff, a drag, a draw of a cigarette, they get to come back in. There'll be no charge. We're that confident when you leave, you're done. And we have over a 90% success rate in 1 2-hour session.
As Dr. Kevin Most of Northwestern mentioned, it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and some of the numbers are still frightening. And it's good to know that there is help. Sean Mozell is with the Wilmette Hypnosis Center and the Stop Smoking Center there. And he also specializes in stress reduction. And I want to get to our moment of Zen and talk a little bit about how you program the subconscious mind to help us with everyday stress. And we have a lot of folks stuck in traffic right now who will be glad to hear what you have to say. And even if they're driving, they'll be able to participate in the meditation that we'll instruct people on after a break, won't they?
Absolutely. I was just stuck in traffic myself, and the belly breath was spectacular.
All right. Yeah. Belly breath and more coming up after a break.
WGN.
Sean Mozell is a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. He's taught stress reduction, relaxation, conditioning, and smoking cessation programs to thousands of people over the last 30 years. He's trained in medical hypnotism and pain management hypnotism. Let's talk a little about stress. Sean, I was reading a book recently, and there was a quote from the Dalai Lama who said, "Stress and anxiety often come from too much expectation and too much ambition." What do you think?
Well, he has a point there, because a lot to do with anxiety is thinking of the future, and it's not so good thoughts. You know what you're thinking by your good feeling thoughts when you have a good feeling in your belly.
The part of our life that controls 98% of our habits is the subconscious. So how do you program the subconscious mind?
The subconscious likes to be programmed in relaxed states of mind. As you're falling asleep is a perfect time to do that. And if you're, in fact, at what you dwell on, what you feel as you fall asleep, without your blessing or without your knowledge, it is a working subconscious habit within a few weeks. So be very, very appreciative of what you have as you fall asleep. That's a good technique. Think of one or two or three things you're super appreciative, whether it's your pillow or your spouse or your warm water you just got out of the bath. Think of what it is you're appreciative of as you fall asleep, and that's a great way to program the subconscious, because if you're dwelling on what you don't have, what you're missing, what you're lacking, you'll have more lack, more missing, and more not having. It ferments, and it's a goal-striving mechanism. So keep your thoughts of what you're appreciative of as you fall asleep. And same thing in the morning, Bob. The first 17 seconds, what you say with words, you're rewiring your brain as if you're thinking in 24 hours. It's 60,000 thoughts. But in bed, just count backwards when you wake up and take 3 minutes out. Count backwards 5 to 1, sink back into the mattress, hit your snooze button. You won't even need that much time. And just enjoy that relaxation in bed for 3 minutes is enough. Play an imaginary video of your day going about as if it's successful. What are you doing this morning? See it happening and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That meditation state in the bed for 3 minutes will produce so many wonderful serotonins in your brain. Your well-being will increase. Also, for people with pain, you automatically, when you meditate in bed, before you get out for 3 minutes, you're already getting up, you're producing a codeine. Your brain produces a codeine when you stay focused in bed in the morning. Relax. You produce an endorphins, anti-inflammatory, anti-pain.
People think of meditation and wonder if they have to take special classes. Do they need to go on top of a mountain and be like a monk? But as you point out, you can really, and that's what it is, meditation. You can really do that simply by yourself a couple of minutes before you go to sleep and a minute after you wake up, right?
Correct. I do suggest sitting as you fall asleep, you can think those thoughts. But take 3 to 5 minutes out before you go to bed. Sit in a chair. We don't want you napping. We want you meditating. So sit in a chair, roll your eyes up, and just count your breathing. Pay attention to your breathing. Take some time out to relax your shoulders. Maybe your hand is clenching. Relax your hips. Just take a few moments out to count. Pay attention to your breathing.
Are there certain words that are more meaningful that you should dwell on, maybe?
Well, that's a very good point, because the dwelling part of your brain is the new sixth sense. I am well. Things work out well for me. I know a lot of people say their prayers, their rosary, as they fall asleep. Whatever gives you comfort.
What you say about thinking good thoughts first thing in the morning, also before you go to bed. Well, anybody who's had a fight with their spouse right before going to sleep will vouch for the fact that you're not going to have a good night's sleep, and you'll probably wake up in a bad mood.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why it's imperative to take a couple minutes out and just recenter yourself.
Not that I've ever had a fight with the missus, you know that. Let's talk about meditation and get into a little meditative state, or help drivers get into a meditative state. And we don't want anybody closing their eyes. And I want you to get into our moment of Zen, Sean, because I have a habit of getting into it in a way that's not very Zen-like, and also coming out of it in a way that riles people up. So I'll let you do that. But if somebody's behind the wheel wheel right now, they can participate in this, can't they?
It's super simple. Blow your belly out as you're inhaling. It's lower abdomen breathing. It has a lot to do with your two nervous systems. On the way in, I was a little bit running late, and I thought, oh my gosh, and I could feel my belly getting anxious. Two or three belly breaths. Take a deep breath in through your belly, into the belly. Blow your belly out. Exhale. Do it again two or three times. Will instantly relax you.
All right, I'm going to let you set it up here as we have our moment of Zen.
So pay attention to your hands on the wheels. If you're sitting in the kitchen, just relax your hands. But blow your belly out as you inhale. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Hold it for one or two, three, 4 seconds. Now exhale. Press your belly in. Once again, feel your belly, if you're in the car, pressing against the seatbelt. There you go. And now relax.
Is there less road rage out there right now, I hope?
And smile to the person next to you in the car.
That's a good one.
Okay, and you're just going to feel better and better. Now remember, things work out for you. I am well. Things work out. Universe works.
Sean Mozell, you know, every time you're here with us, Sean, we get a lot of feedback, and I'll share some of the emails and texts tomorrow. In the meantime, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Just Wilmette Hypnosis.
Sean, always relaxing to have you as our guest.
Thanks,
thank
Bob.
You for
it's
coming in this morning.
Safe driving.
Yep, news time. That's coming up next at 9 o'clock from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Namaste. Namaste to you.